from the Career Opportunities Archives. Do you need a media diet? This time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for January 16th, 2009. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, time to turn off the news. While this might sound odd from a self-professed news junkie like myself, there comes a time, like the present, when the best course of action is to ignore the daily news and focus on what's important to you. Yes, we should all seek to be informed, but lately the mainstream news sources have begun focusing on what may happen instead of reporting what is happening. This can lead us all down the road into depression, if we allow it. My recommendation when this begins to happen is to seek to be aware of the world, but don't wallow in the bad news. You'd have to be living in a cave to not be aware of the problems facing us today. The economy is our main trouble, but other problems exist as well. Picking up the paper today, or turning on the television news, is an exercise in doom and gloom. It's important that we have an understanding of our troubles, but it's also important to be able to see beyond those troubles. As I mentioned above, there's a great difference between being aware and wallowing. Being aware means taking action. We adjust our budgets, reduce our debts, look for alternative work if needed. We might even investigate a little freelance work as a hedge against layoffs. This is what we should be doing. Instead, I'm witnessing more and more conversations where we bemoan our fate and wallow in the unfairness of it all. We see deeper and darker trouble just over the rise or just around the corner. We postpone action, paralyzed with fear and indecision, wondering what next axe will fall in our careers and our lives. Even worse, this is easy to do as the media and those around us continue to feed our fear. Being that I'm somewhat inclined towards a pessimistic look at life, there are times when I have to put myself on a media diet or risk falling down the rabbit hole of doom and gloom reporting. Sure, I'll still open the paper or turn on the cable news channel, but I have my limits. When a particular story moves from the reporting of facts, who, what, why, when, where, and how, to analysis, I frequently turn the channel or move to the next story. Analysis of complex stories is important, but most of what passes for analysis these days leans towards complete supposition. It seems that a lot of people are simply guessing at what might happen and either lack the supporting evidence or simply can't fit it into the typical news show format. I don't want to build my worries on supposition. I want hard facts to help me make decisions, plan, and come out the other side of this downturn better and stronger. Which leads to another pressure we're all feeling today. Read enough press coverage, talk to enough friends, and you might start to believe that we'll never recover from this economic downturn. Some people seem to think that this is the last great descent into poverty, mayhem, and dissolution. I don't. We've suffered many setbacks in our relatively short history as a country, and I'm not yet ready to give up the fight or belief that we'll survive this one as well. I'm not quite sure what people are accomplishing with their dismal view of the future, except perhaps to absolve themselves of their own lack of achievements. They can't possibly be blamed for their own failures if the entire country is failing. They can blame it all on someone or something else. Too often, we all fail to take responsibility for our own actions when there's something larger and more convenient to blame it on. Look at all the companies that are blaming the economic downturn for their failures. Sure, some might have been caught in unexpected economic traps, but many others are simply suffering from their own failed policies long before this current trouble. The economy becomes a convenient excuse for everyone instead of a valid excuse for a few. Whenever you feel yourself slipping into depression about the current state of affairs, ask yourself some very difficult questions. Are you reacting to what is happening or what might happen? Are you overreacting to news that doesn't affect you directly? Are you letting the mass media bludgeon you into fear and depression with their constant guessing what might happen next? I have faith in you, and I have faith in myself, that while there might be some trying times ahead, we're at a transition, not an ending. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy career opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about career opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.